The regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission of the City of Columbia. Are there any changes to the agenda, Mr. Zenner?
No, there are not, sir. Would you like to do introductions?
Or roll call?
Attendance?
I guess so, sorry.
Okay.
Mr. Secretary, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, you may. Commissioner Lowe?
Here.
Commissioner Wilson?
Here.
Commissioner Walters? Commissioner Brodsky?
Here.
Commissioner Ortiz?
Here.
Commissioner Placer?
Here.
Commissioner Stanton?
Present.
Commissioner Galway Jones? You have seven and have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Mrs. Zenner, once again, is there any changes to the agenda?
No, there are not, sir.
In fact, there's no changes to the agenda. I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
We're moving property seconded. Ms. Peggy? Down person. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get it together here in a minute. Everybody should have an opportunity to review the minutes from February 6th. Sorry, guys, I'm trying to move a little faster than necessary. All those in favor of the agenda, thumbs up. All those opposed, thumbs down. Agenda's been approved. Everybody should have an opportunity to read the minutes from the previous meeting of February 6th. Are there any changes to the minutes? Yes, sir.
I have one very small change. At the bottom of page 10, I'm speaking, and it says, the fact that we will not see development along the east side of this reed was compelling to me. That should be road.
Okay.
That's all.
Mrs. Zenner, I've never come across this. How do we amend the minutes with this?
You'll ask for a motion as amended, and then the amendment will be reflected in our the hard copy that we will post to our website via the video minutes, and that will be recorded in the minutes for tonight's meeting, which will be approved at your following meeting.
Okay. So I would entertain a motion to amend the minutes from February 6th.
So moved.
You're moved and
second.
Properly seconded by Ms. Lowe. All those in favor of the amendment to the minutes, thumbs up. All those opposed, thumbs down. It's unanimous. Secretary?
That's correct.
Moving on to our first case is subdivisions.
I will apologize. I completely forgot that we did have an amendment to the agenda for this evening. The first case.
I know.
I got so entranced by your leadership skills, sir. I'm just replicating them at this point. The first item on our agenda for tonight is a tabling request of the second item that is on this evening's public hearing agenda under public hearings, which is dealing with a rezoning request for, or a permanent zoning request for 201 East Old Plank Road. This request was to be heard this evening, seeking R1 as permanent city zoning. We were informed late this afternoon that the applicant would like to table this request to allow for its resubmission and consideration for R2 zoning. Given that this will require re-advertising, the March 20th deadline that they have sought the requests to be tabled to will not be able to be honored. It would need to be the March or the February. No, I apologize. March 20th will be acceptable. That's a month from now. That will allow us our opportunity to advertise properly and renotice adjoining property owners for this request. So they are seeking, instead of the R1 zoning, they would like to seek permanent zoning for the entire 7.85 acres to R2. That is what's been stated in the request for tabling, and the tabling request is to date certain March 20th, which does allow us to properly advertise with 15 days of notice before that hearing.
On your advice, Mr. Zenner, we should address that first before we get into
Yes, we should, given that, even though there may not be anybody here to speak to that this evening, it will not be discussed on the agenda.
Okay. Was that your staff report, Mr. Zenner, on this?
It was.
Okay. As it relates to case 74-2025, 201 East Old Plank Road, permanent zoning. Is there anybody here that is here to speak on this case, particularly just the tabling? Going once, going twice, okay? I think I skipped. I should ask you guys if you guys have something to say.
No, you're going to close public.
Okay. Closing public hearing now. And any comments from commission?
Hello? The request seems reasonable, and I would be willing to pose a motion to approve the tabling of case 74-2025 to March 20, 2025.
Second.
Been moved and properly seconded by Ms. Ortiz. Lowe. Okay, it's been moved and properly seconded. All those in favor of tabling to date certain March 20 for case 2074-2025. I'm so sorry. I'm so used to thumbs up, thumbs down. Seniors, Mr. Secretary, would you like to take the vote, please?
Yes. Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Walters is absent. Commissioner Brodsky?
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz?
Yes.
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
Commissioner Galloway-Jones is absent, so motion carries 7-2. Or 7-0 to abstain.
This will be moved to City Council. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
We will bring it back to you on March 20th for consideration.
Outstanding. Okay. Give me the gather, Mr. Secretary. All right. Well, we're going to move on to subdivisions. Relates to case 77-2025, Fellows Edition, number 8, final plat. Request by Brush and Associates on behalf of the Osron Incorporated, the owner, for approval of a one-lot final plat, MC mixed-use corridor zone property, to become known as Fellows Place, number 8. The request will create a legal lot. The approximately 0.54-acre subject site is located at 1300 Fellows Place. I have a staff report, please.
Yes, you may. Just to reiterate some comments that you made there, it is located at northwest corner of Fellows Place and Rockford Road at 300 Fellows Place. Is approximately 50.54 acres in size. The request is a one-lot final plat to be known as Fellows Edition number 8. And for public notice, it was distributed on the 20th of January. Here is an overhead view to familiarize yourself with the area. The subject site is the highlighted box in red. Transitioning into the background, the applicant is seeking a one-lot final plat. The property was created as part of Block 1 of the 1964 Fellows Edition No. 4 survey. Currently, it is used as a gas station with a convenience store, and it is access off Fellows Place to the north and Rock Quarry Road to the east. The parcel, as you mentioned, is zoned MC, and the surrounding properties to the north, south, and west are also zoned MC. Going into the discussion, the property is not a legal lot. This plat would create a legal lot that is able to be developed, though there are no redevelopment plans at this time. Both access points will remain functional upon approval of the final plat. Typically, 300 feet of frontage for access onto a collector is required, and it has not been met by Rock Quarry Road, and that is because there is currently development on it. Though, with that being said, the city reserves the right to request modification or removal of the access point upon redevelopment. Continuing on, additional right-of-way is required for a lot corner truncation. A part of the existing sign that is located on the property, it will be in the newly gained right-of-way. So the applicant will need a right-of-use permit to maintain the existing location of the sign, or it will have to be removed. There is standard 10-foot utility easements shown along all street frontages, and an additional 10-foot utility easement is required in the southeast corner of the lot. In conclusion, the plat provides necessary dedication of right-of-way. The plat illustrates required public utility easements along road frontages and on the lot. And staff's recommendation is to approve Fellows Edition Number 8 plat subject to technical corrections. Any questions?
Questions for staff? I sure would. I don't have that document in front of me, but thank you, Ms. Lowe. If there's anybody on the commission that has had conversations about this case beforehand, and would like to share what they have learned with the rest of the commission, they can do so at this time. Nobody? All right. Any questions for staff? Now, it's customary for us to open this up, isn't it, to public hearing? I thought so. Open for public hearing if anybody wants to discuss this case. Going once, going twice. Closing public hearing. Are you guys laughing at me?
No.
Okay. Discussion on this case. Ms. Lowe?
This seems pretty clear cut and straightforward. And if there are no questions, I'm willing to make a motion.
Outstanding.
In the case of 77-2025, I move to approve Fellows Edition Number 8 final plat subject to technical corrections.
Second.
We're moved and properly seconded.
Who seconded that motion? Was that Ortiz? Oh, thank you.
Whenever you're ready. Oh, any discussion on the motion? Mr. Secretary, whenever you're ready, sir.
Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Walters? Commissioner Brodsky?
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz?
Yes.
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
Commissioner Galloway-Jones, and then Commissioner Williams, yes. That's 7 yeses, 0 noes. The motion carries.
This will be forwarded to City Council. Gosh, survived. Is there any public comment?
It appears the secretary forgot to ask for his own vote in the tabling motion that we had earlier, which I guess would make it 6 and 0 and 3.
Well, yeah, we can reopen that vote. It's the same within the same meeting. I think we can.
If it's not a problem, it's not a problem. I just realized that I didn't ask my own vote.
Well, let's go ahead and reopen that and redo that and get everyone included on that.
We need to rewrite, reread the motion and then revote?
Is that, yeah, that the secretary would if we get a, let's see, let me look at the rules here. I think if the Mr. Vice Chair, if you consent to that, I think we can reopen that and redo the vote.
So on case number
crisis, Mr. Secretary.
Case number 74-2025, reopening the vote, starting on the motion to table this agenda item to the March 20th meeting on the request of the applicant to city staff, starting with Commissioner Lowe.
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson.
Yes.
Commissioner Walters. Commissioner Brodsky.
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz.
Yes.
Commissioner Placer.
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton.
Yes.
Commissioner Galway Jones and Commissioner Williams. Yes. That is 7-0. And the motion carries.
Good eye, Mr. Secretary. I'm glad you caught that. All right. Now that we averted a constitutional crisis in the meeting. We move to public comment, which I've seen none. Do you have comments from staff this evening, Mr. Jenner?
When would there ever be a complete meeting, even with your debut, that I would not have such comments? But before I get to those comments, as we have been asked by our city manager in our public communications office, we would like to just alert the public to our upcoming community summit on Saturday, March 15th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. You can drop in anytime here at City Hall at 701 East Broadway. And as it states, this isn't your typical governmental meeting. The summit's going to feature some interactive activities for our residents to share feedback with city staff on strategic plan priorities. And you can learn more by going to como.gov/community summit. With that, that is the PSA for tonight, and I will get into my comments. So your next meeting will be March 6th. And as we have been preparing you with a drumbeat of excited anticipation, it is going to be a doozy of an agenda. But it's not just the only doozy of an agenda in March. Your second one will be just as challenging. This is a screenshot that you don't see frequently and haven't probably in about 2 years for our planning commissioners that have been here that long. That is a chock-full agenda. 7 total items. We were able to shave 2 off because it wasn't ready for prime time, but it will be on the 20th. So on the 20th, you'll have 9. But we've got a couple of different things here, a little bit of a mismatch and a mix-up. On the March 6th agenda, you'll have a single subdivision action, and this is on the corner of Grindstone Parkway and at the corner of Grindstone Parkway, Nifong Boulevard, and Old Nifong. And State Farm Parkway. This is the property, if you are looking towards Walmart, this is the property that is in the southeast corner of that intersection. It is currently a vacant pasture land that has been used by horses. It is on the north side of Old Nifong. This is a proposed 4 or 5 lot subdivision, if my recollection serves me correctly, with some internal public street that is going to be looping through the property. Mr. Orendorf will be presenting this during our upcoming meeting. The next items are in the category of public hearing and subdivision. And so these are items that require both a public hearing and then they have a subdivision action associated with them. The first 2 cases are individually listed, even though they are joined. So it's what we refer to as a twofer. The first piece of this is a permanent zoning request. This is currently a county property at 4100 North Wyatt Lane. It is seeking to be rezoned City R2. And the purpose for the R2 zoning is to accommodate a future cottage subdivision that would require optional development standards to be approved by the Board of Adjustment before the corresponding preliminary plat, which is in case 87-25, would be able to be processed to City Council. However, as has been standard practice of the Planning Commission with R2 rezoning requests, given the variability of potential development and to assuage occasionally the fears of surrounding property owners that it is going to be duplexes, the applicant is presenting the preliminary plat showing
compliance with the cottage lot standards. And so that is what this preliminary plat will illustrate. It does have a couple of unique features to it in the way of the road network. So don't be startled when you see it in your Planning Commission packet. It has been reviewed for compliance with both our fire service and our roadway standards. It is considered potentially a viable request. And the second or the third item in this category is a more traditional final plat with a design adjustment. And this is at the intersection of Rangeline and Vandiver. If you are facing north on Rangeline, this is the northwest corner as indicated. It's a vacant site that used to be a gas station, a break time gas station, immediately to the north of the Waffle House on the what would be the west side of Rangeline. They are seeking a design adjustment to allow driveway approaches or driveway accesses to the site that do not meet the 300-foot minimum standard for both the collector and the collector roadway standards of both roads, Vandiver and Rangeline. And then the plat is not, the parcel is not legal and therefore does require Planning and Zoning Commission approval to establish legal lot status subject to the approval of the design adjustment. Mr. Kuntz will be presenting the first two cases on Wyatt Lane, and then Mr. Orendorf will be presenting the last case in this section. And then you will notice a ramp up in our short-term rental applications. These particular applications will all be being presented by Mr. Halligan. The first one is at 3411 Goldenwood Drive. Second one is at 100 Gibson Street. And then the third one is 1510 Merrill Lee Drive. These are all in different locations throughout the city, so we are not concentrating in a single neighborhood, but we are scattering them around. These are all single-family residential dwelling units as well. So you can familiarize yourself with where we are. Our Nifong Boulevard property, as I said, at the corner of Grindstone, State Farm Parkway, and Nifong, Old Nifong. Our two properties off of North Wyatt at 4100. Our property at the northwest corner of Vandiver and Rangeline, that is the former gas station site with the design adjustment for access along collector and arterials less than 300 feet. And then our three short-term rentals, the first graphic in the middle, that is the Goldenwood application, and that is up on the northwest side of town, up across from Alpha Hart Lewis Elementary. And then our one off of Gibson is more centrally located in the city. And then our third and lone one is off of Merrill Lee, which is down on the south end of town, just to the west of Forum Boulevard. As I indicated, we do have nine Planning Commission items for the upcoming March 20th agenda. It'll be 10 actually now that we're adding in the Bethel Church request for permanent zoning. So we will have coffee, a light dinner, because we want to keep you all awake, at both the March 6th and March 20th meetings. We look forward to seeing you. We've got a lot to prepare for.
Yeah. And I'd like to apologize preemptively to my colleague, Earl Krause, who will be sitting in for me on the March 6th agenda meeting, as I will be in Hawaii visiting my brother, and he'll be here doing nine cases. So,
do not send me a warm picture, Mr. Craig. I will be jealous. I can't go out in my RV, as many of you know. It's frigid, and I don't want to come back as an ice cube. So, but I will be gone in the summer sometime, so you won't see me then. With that, that is all we have to offer you tonight as a preview of upcoming attractions. I do appreciate your input this evening. Hopefully it was meaningful for you as commissioners as well. I will continue to work with the staff to incorporate comments, and we will work with applicants to ensure that we're getting these questions more fully and thoroughly filled out so we can reduce our meeting time with each of those requests as they come up. We will process a total of eight short-term rentals over the next two meetings. So the volume is coming up. If I come to you and I say we have 10 for the first meeting in April, you probably will not see all 10 on that agenda. I will ask for them to be separated, but we will keep you informed as the volumes do increase. For the public, March 3rd is the last available application deadline in order to ensure that any short-term rental application
is processed through the conditional use procedure, if necessary, through council before our June 1st full enforcement deadline. So anyone that is interested in applying for a short-term rental that would require a conditional use are strongly encouraged to do so by March 3rd, 12 noon. If they have questions, they can contact our offices at planning@como.gov, or they can call us at 573-874-7239. Thank you very much.
Commissioner comments. As a tradition, because it is Black History Month, I want to bring a nice little tidbit that is very pertinent to our community, and that is 1959, Miles Manor subdivision was established. Guess what is Miles Manor, may you ask? Well, it was a subdivision created by an African-American woman and her husband, Clara Miles, who were direct victims of the urban renewal that happened in the inner city of Columbia. So I do believe like nine families got together and they looked for some land to buy and no one would sell them any land. But this deal ended up probably being one of the best real estate deals in Columbia. So off of Stadium, if you know where the Martin Luther King Trail is, this actually the Miles Manor is off of White Oak Lane, which is off of Stadium, and it's nestled up in the woods there. And it's a subdivision that a group of African-American families got together and were fortunate to buy this land. I heard it was like a pig farm, and it was over by, it's like a landfill used to be over there too. Wasn't choice land at the time, but due to the fact that they made it happen, it is definitely designated as one of the big achievement subdivisions created by African Americans in this community, and it still exists. A couple years ago, I was honored to put a plaque there, and there is a African American Heritage Trail plaque there at the intersection, White Oak, and I forgot the other street's name that goes into the subdivision, but it still exists, and I think it's like the perfect environment because nestled back in the woods, you wouldn't really know what's there. It's a nice, quiet neighborhood. So I encourage you guys to go check it out. It's, you know, by the Martin Luther King Memorial, you just take the left and voila. So I would like to honor Ms. Miles and her achievements at Miles Manor in the first subdivision bought and created by an African-American in Columbia. Thank you. Any other comments from commissioners? Well,
there are no other. Thank you for that, Mr. Stanton. And I would like to make I move to adjourn.
A second.
Second, Ms. Ortiz. Been moving properly second. And all those, do we have to take a vote on this? All those in favor, thumbs up. All those opposed, thumbs down. Motion carries. Thanks for allowing my leadership in this evening, and I can't wait for Ms. Jones to get back. Oh, meeting adjourned.